There we go. All right. Go to our group chat and then photo album.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Shout out JB on the beat taking the selfie.
Yeah.
Then me.
Yeah.
Chance. Elise next to Chance. Jenna was next to me. Ivy was next to her. Kyle was across from Ivy. Cade was next to Ivy on that side. This is when it's going to get tricky.
Yeah.
Ezra across from Cade. Miranda next to Ezra. Dylan across from Miranda. Jet next to Dylan. You across from Jet.
That was very impressive.
I did it.
That, you got all of them right. How did you do that?
I just remembered.
But there was so many people. There was supposed to be more people there. Shout out my guy Paul.
Shout out Paul and Kyra were going to sit on the end. Paul was going to sit next to Jet. And Kyra was going to sit across from Paul.
Yeah. It felt like some like medieval table where it was like extra long.
It looked like the Last Supper.
Oh my God.
We like we were that. Vikings having yeah. a feast.
I like how everybody got their cups up. This is a fire picture. Everybody's yeah. smiling. This is dope.
Yeah.
You can see everybody's faces.
Me and Chance were saying Dylan over and over again silently.
Really?
Because we kept toasting to Dylan.
Nice.
So I was like, in the picture, just say Dylan. So like if you look, I'm like at an L and Chance is at like
yeah I see it, yeah you got your, yeah I see it. I didn't talk to Chance that night. Yeah, it was first time meeting Kyle though.
Kyle's hilarious.
First time meeting him.
Kyle's a trip.
I didn't speak until like we left, and then like cause what happened, he was buying his stuff and he was like the last one in there. I'm like, I gotta leave him.
Chance came here after and me and Chance talked about music for like hours.
For real?
Yeah, he's incredible.
What'd I do after? I don't even remember. I feel like 3 days ago. That was yesterday. That was 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't remember anything. But yeah, what'd you eat?
Sushi.
That's it? How's the sushi at Lindsay's?
The worst.
That was bad? Okay.
Terrible.
Okay.
I ate those little meat on a stick things.
They didn't even have any.
Pink meat on a stick.
Yeah.
I ate the little things that are filled with like cream cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only passable thing I had was the, there was like, it's like a stuffed shrimp. It was actually pretty fire.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I had that was, like, passable.
I know... Who was it? Elise ate, like, nothing. Shout out to her for eating nothing.
She looks like she doesn't eat, like, at all, you know?
I'm pretty sure me and Jennabeth both cleared, like, 8 plates.
I love that.
Shout out Chance.
Yeah. That's my guy.
For eating a lot, but complaining about every bite he took. He was like...
I think
it's
got,
the chicken, man. It's terrible. It tastes like plastic.
Yeah. I feel like it's the thing at Lance to complain about the food, but always keep going.
He said, oh, my God. I want to tell this of him and New Girl meeting. It was so funny. Because he was like, hi, I'm Chance, but you spell it with a T-Z. And she was just like, what? And they could not fix it. They were just like, he was like, what? Like, they had the most awkward interaction. Like, they couldn't just, like, get over that and... It was so hard to watch, but it was so funny.
Shout out to Elise. She's like 20 years old, but looks 13 and a half.
Shout out. She looks like a 13-year-old like soccer player.
And she used to drive a I don't even know what you call
the Tonka.
It. The Tonka. This massive truck.
I call it the Tonka.
We went to, where we go? We went to Goldfish. No, the first time. We went to Goldfish.
Goldfish.
I was like, whose car is this in the parking lot? This giant
dude,
wheels.
We pulled up next to it. I'm like, I bet this is New Girl's car.
You thought it was, I was like, who was in here?
I was thinking, like, it would be really funny because like, I knew like she did not seem like the type. It's like a Sonata type. Like, you would think she would drive a Sonata.
It was massive. But no, now she's driving something. I didn't see her new car. But yeah, she wrecked that. She ran over some pedestrians. GPS
Shout out to the girls of KNSU being terrible drivers.
Yeah. You really?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought they were listening to it for a second.
No. Oh, they're, and this is really cool.
Yeah.
They're going to do a lunch tomorrow.
Nice.
Like, all the girls.
I love that. There was a point where it was, like, mostly males.
There was, like, maybe, we had, like, one or two girls.
It was.
And, like maybe two to eight ratio. Like,
yeah.
Two out of ten.
Wait, when I started, it was Mia, that was it.
Do you remember Mia?
I do.
Mia's fire. You know what she does now?
What?
She does, like, she, like, dresses the people up for funerals. Like, she dresses the dead.
Oh, the funeral. Yeah, that's what my mom used to do. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's cool.
Did she bomb the bodies, too, or just dress
them? I don't know. I just know that she was like, I wanted to do it, but there's not a program here. That's why she left.
Oh.
So, she's, man, that's cool, though.
But, No, that's dope. We got have a lot of women DJs now.
Yeah.
Anybody who's interested, we're very inclusive. We're a very diverse group.
When we're trying DJs. we're trying to keep it going, man. Yeah. I love it.
I think it's gonna happen. You know, we have women in like our like hiring positions. I think.
I really. Oh yeah, because we're trying to get at least two on staff.
Yeah.
No, it's not just women though. I feel like diversity. We've been killing it lately.
Yeah.
Like staff. DJs just all together.
Like, yeah.
Personalities too, like not just, you know, the technical stuff. Like people are different.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
And like we have so many people from like different parts of the city, different music tastes. We got some anime people.
Yeah.
Some like very strict heavy gamers in here. Sports people.
Yeah.
And just everything in the middle.
And you can put them all in the same room and nobody's gonna have a weird conversation.
Yeah. That's what I really like about
crazy.
It. Yeah. Yeah, you can really, like, mix and match, and, like, it'll be fun.
But I feel like we're, like, there's a small group of us that's, like, our thing is the radio station. Like, we're radio station people, and we kind of bring those people together.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool.
I think that now that the semester's wrapping up, we have a lot of, not going away parties, but, like, graduation things and things like that.
Yeah. I feel like the closer I get to leaving, I want to hold on to it. That's why I've been trying to hang out with everybody as much as possible.
You have been hanging out more.
I'm very happy about that.
There's a point where, like, we talk about this all the time, but there was a point when, like yesterday, it was a point where, like, you would have left us, like, after 2 hours, and the rest of us just would have been vibing the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you, like, stick out the whole night.
Yeah. I feel right.
Yeah.
It's like I should be there.
Yeah.
It makes me happier than whatever else.
So, we're going to be all over. Reserve. I'm going to try to make it to cutoff. I want to make it to cutoff. See
what's cutoff?
That's Casey's thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out Miss Beth. I'm probably not going to be able to make it Cinco de Mayo.
Why?
Because they're making me work nights on Wednesdays starting next week. It's garbage, I know.
Man, bro. Let me tell you something. If there was any time to call off, it's for that.
I know.
And, like, are the consequences worth it?
I don't want to set up an internship and then get fired.
No, I got you.
And that's tricky.
Can you work? Can you do a lot in this week to make it to next week?
I could try.
Can you kill it this week?
I could try.
And then if you miss that day, be like, well, he's been killing it lately, so it's fine. Are they those kind of bosses?
He does not care about any of that.
Uh-huh.
He's going to fire D-Mac.
Yeah.
For not working good enough. Well enough.
Yeah.
So I don't really stand a chance. What am I doing here?
I don't know. But, like, if there was any time to miss, it'd be that. 100%.
I'm going to just take her to the aquarium. Make it out. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Man.
It sucks.
If that was me, ain't no way I'm missing that. Ain't no way I'm missing that.
But, dude, then don't miss it.
No, I'm saying if I was you, ain't no way I'm missing that. 100% no. Boss can yell, scream, do whatever he's got to do. But yeah, Craig would be fire, though.
Yeah.
I would do a... Yeah, they opened one in Marlin, Louisiana. They got a new aquarium called, like, Blue something, Wild Blue something. I don't know.
I think that's the sushi spot.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm going sometime in the weekend, next week and a half. Oh, man. Let's get back to our music here. Coming up, we got two by her. Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. I don't remember putting that in there. And then Go by Moneybagg Yo. This is 91.5 KNSU Thibodeau, your local alternative. That's dope, though. A woman lunch thing.